This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. At a hearing in Texas last week, some state senators there sounded upset that natural gas companies may not have beefed up their facilities to withstand another cold snap like they had last winter that paralyzed the state. But experts note that loopholes championed by the industry were baked into a law legislators passed over the summer. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports from Austin.
After February's deadly winter storm, Texas Governor Greg Abbott made weatherizing the state's electricity infrastructure a priority. Enter Senate Bill 3 and a sigh of relief, right?
We are not ready for this winter.
That's Doug Lewin. He runs Stoic Energy, a consultancy based in Austin. He says the natural gas companies that produce nearly half of the power that fuels the state's electricity grid can sidestep the law.
There was a failure in advance of last February. That failure, unfortunately, is being compounded by incompetence.
Lewin says state regulators have pretty broad power to institute rules quickly. They just haven't. And Joshua Rhodes at the Weber Energy Group at the University of Texas at Austin says lawmakers have to realize that our energy systems are interconnected.
So if we have a massive disruption in one, it will ripple through to the other systems and normal people will notice.
According to a BuzzFeed analysis, more than 700 Texans died last winter as a result of the winter storm. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.